What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Baz. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about my experience of playing for the Osborne Knights and how we built the brotherhood, but also built the legacy. And during that time in life, well, I ain't going to say that time in life, right about now, man, we have lost a few, man. And I just want to say rest in peace, Nico, rest in peace, Alante, rest in peace, Keandre, and rest in peace, Coach Coke. Now, tune into the episode. What up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. In this episode, man, we're going to be paying homage to the experience and the virtues that was gained from playing for the Osborne Knights. Man, and playing in the PSL looks like no other, man. The PSL is a whole different type of environment. For some of y'all, y'all probably learned about it from the 30 for 30 with Jalen Rose and the Fab Four when he was talking about just growing up in Detroit, playing in the PSL, you know, just dealing with... You got outside influences coming into the game and all type of stuff, right? So I'm going to just take y'all back to, like, Osborne and just where I was at that given point of time and just the city itself. Man, like, when I first came to high school, what, 2007 was my freshman year of high school. Murder rate was crazy, like, and just that time, at that given point of time, the city was just going through just... A lot. And that was before, like, Detroit went bankrupt. But it was, like, during that time that led up to Detroit going bankrupt as a city. So, and if anybody know, like, the crime rate follows the economy. So, if the economy is doing bad, the crime rate is going to be stupid high. So... It took a lot for the, it's all like, I just had to stop and just go over that moment, you feel me? Because it took, it. A city don't just go bankrupt in 1 year. It takes time. So during that whole given point of time, like, there's a lot of crime, there's a lot of, you know, stuff going on during that time. So, you know, going to Osborne, man, I stayed over on 6 Mile. I was from 6 Mile, like, the neighborhood school that was next to me was Denby, and it was like 2 blocks away. A lot of my friends, like from middle school, like just from hood, like all of them end up going to Denby. Me, myself, I end up going to Osborne. That's where my brothers went. They know, and they played football there in the past, so I end up going there. And then the crazy thing about just going there was just, it was like, you know, going to, it was in a whole nother hood. and it was directly on 7 Mile, and Denby is like directly on like 6 Mile. And it was like literally 2 blocks away from my middle school and 2 blocks away from my, and 2 blocks away from my house. But so we're going, you know, going all the way to Osborne, you know, I seen a lot. Like, I just remember those experiences, like just walking to practice, all type of stuff. And it was a long walk. That's like 2 miles. And just having to go from two different hoods. And during that time, like, you was, man, like, I was seeing, like, man, crime scenes, all type of stuff, man. It was like midday, like, you would just see the police tape. And it was a few times that I was just walking with my teammates. And, like, we'd get a phone call, like, oh, was y'all just over on, like 7 Mile and Van Dyke or something like that? Like, nah, we was over there, but we back at the crib now. Like, we was just walking past because we had to go to, like, one of my homies' crib. I forgot he had to go grab something. We ain't had practice for, like, a whole nother hour, so we just said, bump it. We just gonna walk. Just walk to your crib. And it was a little distance away, too, no lie. But, like, you know, but we end up walking, and, I guess at that gas station that we stopped at, somebody ended up getting killed. And we ain't even know it, like, until, like, we ended up getting back. They're like, yeah, somebody got shot up there. Like, and we like, damn, bro, they like, we was just up there, like, you feel me? Like, yeah, like, somebody just got shot up there. So, like, the environment was just kind of, the environment was, you know, that's the type of environment it was, just going, just getting to and from practice. So all my teammates that play on our team, I commend y'all, because a lot of people won't really understand what that, like, just getting to and from practice, because it's normal it's desensitized and normal when you're there. Like, you feel me? Like, cause it's an everyday type of situation. You feel me? But at that given point of time, it's like, for some, you know, you gotta catch the bus, all type of stuff. I had teammates, man, they was getting, you know, like, jumped at bus stops, all type of stuff. Like, you get robbed, or man, I got robbed on my way home. Like, 10th grade year, I remember I got robbed on my way home from practice one time. And it was just a crazy experience. But then all that lead up just to say, like, we were literally, like, you also learn, like, man, like, sacrifice, like, man, you put yourself through a lot just to play the game itself, you know? And in the midst of doing that, you learn to respect the others around you too, because you understand what they got to go through to get to the game, you know, just to play the game themselves. And in the midst around that, you learn to build a brotherhood and a, like, camaraderie with each other. And, you know, shout out to Coach Hunt. He instilled, like, key principles that kind of built that family-like environment where it was bigger than just playing football. Like, we really looked at each other like brothers. We learned to discipline, protect, and communicate with each other as if we was brothers. And a lot of those relationships still carry on into the day. And we know we got families and all type of stuff now. You know, some of them got married, you know, just all type of stuff, you know. In the midst of that too, we also lost a few. I lost a few teammates to violence. I lost a few teammates to the judicial system. But in the midst of all that, you know, trying to play the game. Let's break that down. Like, so now it's like we was looking at what the environment was like going into it. Now we looking at, like, what was it like just trying to play the game. So now you understand that, like, you know, dealing with all those outside influences, you got so much different influences on your players to, you feel me? I remember just during that time, it's like, it was kind of like most of our key players, it was kind of hard just to keep eligible. Like, shoot, even my ninth grade year, like, after my first semester, I was, you know, even a little messed up grade-wise. And I picked it up because Coach Hunt, like, going, you know, shout out to Coach Hunt. Coach Hunt at that time was on me because my brothers, I mean, not my brothers, but my brother before me that played for him, he had academic issues. You feel me? He was like, he didn't want me to go through the same thing. So basically, long story short, he was always on me when it came down to being eligible, as just as much as he was on everybody else. So, like, he, like, man, like, he used to go out his way to try to, like, create, like, a safe environment for us to even, like, he'd take the time out of his day to even help try to, like, tutor us to make sure that we got eligible. Now, for me, like, I realized how important this was, because it was, like, for us to see, like, somebody, like, going out there with, because he'd call you out on it, too. Like, man, like, damn, I'm going out my way for you. What you, you know, like, I remember, like, him and a teammate got into it about that. He, like, damn, I'm going out my way for you. But then, you know, like, it's hard for me to get you to show up. You know, I stick out my neck for you, protect you, like, he was like, damn, like, and he'd really make you think, because, like, you know, he'd really go that route for you, you feel me, if you were in need. Like, he did it for countless times. But then, you know, so in the midst of all that, you know, like, for someone, you know, you was able to see, like, somebody, like damn, like, somebody, like, even though some people may look at it from a standpoint of, like, oh, man, it was just to play the sport. Like, nah, like, because it also helped put you in position. Like, he was sending out game film. He was sending out, like, contacting coaches. He was putting, like, he was literally trying to get you discovered, trying to get you, like, he was trying to get you about your environment. Like, he, no matter who you was or what your size was, he was like, man, it's a team out there that I want you. I remember him just going on the board, and he literally put down all the different college leagues, JUCOs, all, like, the number of schools. He was saying, like, you can't tell me it's not one of those teams that you can't play on. You feel me? Like, all you gotta do is just believe. And he pushed us, and, like, he tried his best to push us to, you know, just to understand that. You know, and our teams, the teams, it's our teams, man. We had some crazy talent, man. We had some crazy talent, and we did some unbelievable things. I remember that sophomore year, man. My freshman year, we went to the city championship. Sophomore year, man, going in to like basically like repeat for that class of 09. Man, rest in peace, Nico, man. That was my dog. Like, and I just remember just seeing like the determination and all that, like from them, like the way they work, and just understanding like their stories and all that type of stuff. Like a lot of them knew each other since like Little League 2 and all that type of stuff. They grew up, like some of them grew up just around like Osborne and stuff like that. So they played for, like a few of them played for like the Knights, which is the Little League team over by Osborne, was the Knights at the time. Then they ended up having some other teams come later on. But they had the Knights over there. So a few of them played for the Knights. I know Nico played for the Knights. Lowe played for the Knights. A few other players played for the Knights. Did Vanover play for the Knights? You know, just a few other players played for the Knights as well. Shout out to my homie Lamar. He played for the Eastside Coast too, under Coach Bank. But I just remember, like even with Nico, man, like, I'm being, like, I just transitioned to quarterback. I'm being under Mike Jones. Like, Mike Jones, man, it was, like, crazy talent. Like, he was one of them players who, like, he's crazy talent. Versatile. He could play DB or quarterback. You feel me? Shout out to Mike Jones. But I remember just working out with Nico, like, because me and Nico, man, we used to have gym class and everything, so... You know, Nico always picked me up because he'd be like, bro, like, in my eyes, we ain't gonna never lose, bro. I'm on the team. And it was just like that confidence, though, like, you feel me? That confidence he had, though, like, you feel me? But then at the same time, it was like, bet, like, he was always just willing, like, I just always just vibe with that. He was always just willing just to work with me. And he always did what he could, you feel me? Like, to do that, like, work with me in some type of way. Like, I just remember, like, us being gym, picking me up for basketball and all that type of stuff, like... I ain't gonna say like I was, cause I wasn't the best or nothing like that. I ain't gonna say I was the best or nothing like that, but I make it sound like I was just poop, but it was just that like, shoot, like we had some, if you went to Osborne, we had some hoopers. Around that time too, we had some hoopers. Like Nico himself was 6'5". That's what I'm saying there. Like himself, he was like 6'5". You feel me? So in gym class at Osborne, it was like, that's the class where everybody tried to come skip in, all type of stuff. So it was endless amount of choices. So I was just, you know, paying homage to that too. And then I just remember like him just having me throw him the rock. I used to be throwing him the ball and stuff like that. And my arm wasn't as good at the time, but like his main focus too is like the ball ain't gonna always be perfect. You feel me? I just remember him just always just kicking that game to me that the ball ain't gonna always be perfect. Just focus on putting it there. Just focus on getting it there. And yeah, like, so I appreciate that so much, man. It was just like crazy, cause like, I mean, after practice, you know, walking and talking, you feel me? Like, yeah, that was big bro, man. Sad that we had to lose him, man. You know, 2019, man. But that was just one of the main things too, man. You was able to like build and establish certain type of relationships that like, you just, I don't know. I think if I wasn't playing football, I don't know if we would have had that same type of relate, you know, like being able to connect because, you know, just being in them type of spaces with each other. You gotta, you know, have conversation and stuff like that. But since day one, man, he was always looking out cool, man, always like just taking me underneath his wing in some type of form or fashion. So I, you know, much respect to him and all. But then, you know, just going back into just building that brotherhood too. It was crazy because like we used to like walk home together in groups, all type of stuff, just because a lot of us stayed on either different blocks and also like different hoods as well. Like I was saying, like I stayed on 6 Mile. Like I'm from 6 Mile. Most of them stayed on 7 Mile, from 7 Mile. So like basically to get home, I got to go through they hood to get to my hood. And then in the midst of doing that, you know, you got to deal with what goes on in the hood. You feel me? You got hood rivalries. You got all type of stuff. You feel me? You just walking around and you feel me? Like, you can be susceptible to stuff. Like, and I'm laughing about it, but that's being real. I had teammates that got jumped, all type of stuff. Bus stops, man. And I even been robbed before. Coming home from practice. Dude robbed me at broad daylight too. Broad daylight. Robbed me at gunpoint. And just having those type of experiences, but just knowing that we fighting this together, you feel me? Like, we overcoming all this shit together so we can win, you feel me? Because we, you know, like, that's a whole different type of feeling. Really having that, like, that mindset, like, we going to war together. You feel me? I remember one game, we lost to Central, but we was coming back. But this before we start coming back on that drive. Like, before we even start coming back, only thing I remember is, like, I threw an interception. I dropped my head. I'm on the sideline by myself. I'm mad as hell. Only thing I remember, my brother Lamar calling me out. Like, bro, what you doing, bro? Hell no. Like, don't do that bitch shit. Basically, like, don't start moping or something, like, the game over with. And then we still got a game to play. You feel me? And this is my senior year, bro. This is how I'm going out. Like, you feel me? Don't let me go out like this. You feel me? Like, basically, like, bro, don't let me go out like this. And I just remember just, like, having him in my ear during that season, because that was one thing, like, he always just would just keep preaching to me, man. Whatever you do, bro, don't let me go out. You feel me? Like, just remember, like, this how you sending us out. Like, you feel me? So, you may want to, you know, do whatever you want to do or something, but don't forget, bro, this is our last memory of doing this. You feel me? So, that right there, like, I even understood. Like, I ain't going to say I didn't, because I understood, like, you feel me? Put my helmet on, got right. You feel me? But it was, like, one of the moments where, like, you know, it was my brother speaking to me. So, I had to, like, follow suit. You feel me? So, it's like, that right there was a real, real good memory too. Cause it was like, man, I remember I was about to drop my head. And I see a meme going around on Facebook when it's a dude, he was dropping his head and his teammate came and lifted his chin up. I feel like that was that moment for me. Like, my brother came through, lift my chin up, like, hey bro. Like, hey bro, and kept it all the way solid with me. Don't be doing that, bro. Like, for real, we don't do that. You feel me? Not here, not right now. I'm not in the heat of the moment. You feel me? Don't lose your composure, bro. You're supposed to be a leader on this team. Don't do that. So, like, having that extra push, like, you feel me, to be a leader and to also step up from individuals that were older than me, too, was something. But then also, it was that, man, it was love, man. Like, the team moms, man, came through with the come through so clutch. Like, that's how much of a family, like, it was like we had built. My homie DJ and Stefan, like, they mom used to be making us, like, team meals before and after the game. And, like, this was like I was saying, like, them team moms come in handy, especially from, like, what we dealing with. Like, because for a lot of us, our parents can't even make it to the game. You feel me? So it's to know that, like, it's somebody there at the game, making sure you fed, she rooting for you, is you all right, baby? Like, she talking to you, she know you, you feel me, type deal. You feel me? And she even opened up her doors to us, you know? Like, I just remember, like, especially, like, homecoming and stuff like that, like, going to go spend a night over there, not even when it's homecoming, just spending a night over there, just period. Like, door was always open, like, really, like, being that motherly figure. Yeah, she'll call you out too, all type of stuff. But that's what it was. It was love. It was always love, man. And that's another thing I also appreciated too, was that love. But it helped, but just, and all in all, like, all the stuff that was going on, it helped build resiliency and camaraderie and, like, a brotherhood, you know? And it helped me identify key things, because it was sacrifices that we was making for each other at a young age that we didn't even realize that was like real principles back then. Like, I remember one of my homies, Keith, man, Keys used to, like, Keys used to look out, like, you feel me? And Keys was like, hey, if he fuck with you, he'll vouch for you. You feel me? And open doors, all type of stuff, you feel me? Like, bring you around the fam, like, real solid, you feel me? Real solid. Go make sure you're taking care of all type of stuff, man. And then it was like, so building those bonds and those relationships with individuals that was like from like different neighborhoods and different hoods and all type of stuff, like, helped really kind of shape us too, in a sense. Like, we learned to work together no matter where you're from, like. And that was one of Coach Hunt's key principles too, as well, with just saying that, like, y'all all come from different hoods. Some of y'all are part of different gangs, cliques. Some of y'all in the streets. Some of y'all not, like, but y'all need to make sure y'all protected in this type of sense. And, like, for some of y'all being some of the biggest influencers or some of the biggest figures inside y'all groups, gangs, and cliques, you know, y'all should be able to help look out for each other and help protect one another. So then that's where it was like, just for instance, like, say, like, me not being from over there, if something going down, they'll let me know, like, hey, bro, you don't want to move around this way, bro. Like, you feel me? You might want to go that way or something like that. Like, you know, or like, hey, bro, let me give you a ride or something like that, bro, because it's kind of hectic outside right now. Like, you feel me? Or, you know, like, just look out for you in the sense that they understand, like, what you got to go through. So let me look out for you if I can, you know, in some type of form or fashion. So then that was a real big thing too, especially just due to the environment where you feel like it's like, you know, you go outside, it's sort of like a war zone. It's like every man for themselves out there. And you knowing somebody got your back, or like you over in this neighborhood or something like that, something go down, you know somebody. But other than that, man, it really just helped, just, man, help build that resiliency and just that drive and that tunnel vision to be able to fight through, want more, and push through anything, but also be able to not disown my brother, you feel me? But like, look at somebody else as if they was my brother, you feel me? To be able to open my arms, my doors to somebody else, you feel me? Be able to look out for somebody else, no matter their background. But it's your boy Bass, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all for too long, man. We out of here, man. Comment. Tell me, man, what was it like for you, man? Tell me one of your stories, man. If y'all vibing with it, if y'all, you feel me? If y'all got an experience that was similar, you feel me? Talk to me. Let me know. I wanna hear from y'all. It's your boy Bass, and I'm out.